All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's get real for a second. Ever wake up feeling like you're already running on fumes? Like that inner critic's already spouting off its usual negativity before you even hit the snooze button? Yeah, I feel ya. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to hustle, achieve, and be on it all the time. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about one of the most important things, showing ourselves some love and compassion. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating that self-compassion, the kind that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot less inner turmoil. First things first, why is this even important? Because, let's be honest, beating yourself up doesn't get you anywhere. It just creates more stress, anxiety, and ultimately, it hinders your growth. Self-compassion, on the other hand, is like that warm hug you give yourself after a long day. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, offering kindness to yourself in moments of difficulty, and celebrating your wins, big or small. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Notice your inner critic. Think of that little voice in your head as your own personal commentator. It's always there, offering unsolicited advice and sometimes even a harsh criticism. The first step to taming that inner critic is recognizing its presence. When you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts about yourself, simply acknowledge them without judgment. Think of it like saying, "Hey, I see you there, little voice, but I'm not going to let you take over." 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate your bestie for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we often do that to ourselves? When you make a mistake, instead of dwelling on it, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. 3. Be mindful of your needs. You wouldn't neglect the needs of someone you love, right? Then why do we sometimes forget to prioritize our own well-being? Take time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. 4. Remember your imperfections. We all have flaws, that's what makes us human. Embrace your imperfections and see them as part of what makes you unique. Instead of striving for perfection, focus on progress and celebrate your accomplishments along the way. 5. Seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through life alone. Reach out to trusted friends or family members when you need a listening ear or a shoulder to cry on. Talking things through can be incredibly helpful in processing difficult emotions and gaining new perspectives. Now, picture this. You're rushing to get ready for work, juggling emails, and trying to find your matching socks. Suddenly, you spill coffee all over your favorite shirt, the one you were planning to wear. You feel that familiar wave of frustration and self-criticism creeping in. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, remember what we talked about today. Acknowledge that it's okay to make mistakes, we've all been there. Take a deep breath, laugh it off because sometimes humor is the best medicine, and choose a different shirt. You got this. Remember, folks, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. By treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness, you'll create a stronger foundation for navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. So go out there and be kind to yourselves. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends and family who could use a little self-compassion boost. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep resetting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.